Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today is my cousin Carrie's birthday, so happy birthday, Carrie, if you're listening. And we're making our way through. We're almost done with these psalms. So today we're in Psalm 137 in the New International Reader's Version, and this is what it says. We were sitting by the rivers of Babylon. We wept when we remembered what had happened to Zion. On the nearby poplar trees, we hung up our harps. Those who held us as prisoners asked us to sing. Those who enjoyed hurting us ordered us to sing joyful songs. They said, "Sing one of the songs of Zion to us." How can we sing the songs of the Lord while we are yet in another land? Jerusalem, if I forget you, may my right hand never be able to play the harp again. If I don't remember you, may my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth so I can't sing. May it happen if I don't consider Jerusalem to be my greatest joy. Lord, remember what the people of Edom did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down, they cried. Tear it down to the ground. People of Babylon, you are sentenced to be destroyed. Happy is the person who pays you back according to what you have done to us. Happy is the person who grabs your babies and smashes them against the rocks. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I've always struggled with that verse because it just doesn't make sense to me. And again, as I prayed before this month, there are times when you read through the Psalms or parts of the Old Testament and parts of the New Testament where I don't, my little tiny human mind cannot figure it all out. And so, Lord, I also understand that this is an imprecatory psalm. This is a psalm about justice and wanting justice to be meted out upon enemies. And I also know that when you went to the cross for us, all of that punishment was placed upon you. So I thank you so much for receiving that punishment. Lord, this is a song of exile, of when the Israelites were exiled into a foreign land, into Babylon, and they would more likely weep than sing. And they had this longing for that place. The interesting thing about that is when they went back, everything, of course, was different. And they had to start rebuilding what was lost. And yet, to be able to move forward, they also had to look forward. And I pray that principle into my friends today and into my own life today. Yes, it's good to long for what happened in the past. Yes, it's good to lament what's going on today. Yes, it's good to rebuild what is broken, but we must always have that forward-looking mindset, knowing that you are an incredibly creative God, and we need to let you be creative in our lives, which means that we say, "Do what you want, Lord. Do something brand new that we wouldn't even expect, and help us to have the kind of hearts, open hearts, that are willing to see you move in a different way, in a new way, in a surprising way, in a way outside of the box of our expectations. Lord, help us to live in anticipation of what you will do, and how you will act, and how you will renew us. Lord, your ultimate bringing back to Jerusalem would be culminated in the gift of your Son. He would be the one that was the temple of God. He would be the one who walked the dusty streets of Jerusalem. He would be the one who healed the sick and found the outcast and dignified them, listened to them, prayed for them, loved them. He would be the one who stood up to religious leaders who thought they had everything figured out. He would be the one that defied all expectations of a Messiah. And because of that, Lord, I'm standing here today in the 21st century praying to you on a microphone that's reaching the whole world. You can do marvelous things. You exceed our expectations, and we want to live in light of that. Help us to have expectant, anticipatory hearts for what you will do. We love you. We worship you. And Lord, for those who have hung up their harps, they haven't been able to sing because of a great loss. Lord, I pray that you would give them the strength to take the harps off the trees and begin to play again, to begin to sing again, to begin to rejoice again, because good is coming. And ultimately, even if we see disaster in our future, the truth is there will be a new heavens. There will be a new earth. We will have new bodies. Every tear will be wiped. There will be perfect justice. And so what's ahead of us is far greater than what's behind us. So we thank you for that today, Lord. And we ask you to give us an eternal perspective to look at life that way. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you. If you want to help the podcast, you can leave a review on iTunes or Google Play or wherever you listen to this, Spotify, Alexa. And also, if you don't have the Pray Every Day app, you can pick that up for free on iTunes or Google Play. It will help you to remember to hear Pray Every Day. Because it gives you a little notification. And also, I've written a devotional for every day of the year. So you also will get a free built-in written devotional too. So that's the Pray Every Day app, and it's free. Have a great day, friend.